Since a cow has about the same greenhouse effect as a car, cutting the emissions of even a portion of the world's 1.5 billion cattle would bring great benefit. Furthermore, according to Michael Battaglia, who directs CSIRO's Agriculture and Global Change Programme, soon-to-be-published work shows that seaweed-fed beef cattle grew, as predicted, faster than their seaweedless confreres. The methane-diminishing effect of Aspergillopsis is caused by a compound called bromoform, in which the algae are rich. Bromoform blocks one of the enzymes that methanogens use to create the gas. The obvious solution to the problem might therefore seem to be to add this chemical directly to animal feed. That might work in principle, no one has tried yet, but in practice would require a lot of safety trials, and if those came back positive, a change in the regulations. It would also risk a backlash by consumers, who might perceive adding bromoform as an adulteration of some sort. The alternative is to cultivate seaweed, rather than gathering it from the wild, in order to provide the quantities that will be needed if the idea of adding Aspergillopsis to feed becomes popular. And New Zealand's government is proposing to do precisely that. It has just made money available for people who hope to develop ways to farm Aspergillopsis. Exactly how this will work remains to be seen, but the idea of adding a new crop to the world's agriculture, and a marine one to boot, is intriguing.